I think it's time that you and I talked about the big B word. It comes up in so many areas of your life. And right now, the idea of boundaries are shifting and changing faster than ever. So how do you keep up with what your own boundaries are while also respecting other people's? It's not as easy as it seems. So Tara Whitewood, your regular relationship coach, is here to help you. Tara, good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
Do you remember your school song, first of all? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I haven't had one since I was in very early primary, like preschool, actually. I went to a bit of a hippie school, so that wasn't a thing we did.
Yeah.
I could make one up, maybe.
I mean, it may not be appropriate, depending on what that experience in primary school was like. Because I went to a lot of schools, and I was saying I think only one of my lots of schools had a song. So, you know, it's common but not common all at the same time. Love that.
And we did a lot of singing of Australian kind of songs, but yeah.
Not a school song.
No school song.
Oh, well. Hey, let's talk boundaries instead. Where in our lives are boundaries important, or do we find boundaries even?
I believe that in every area of your life, it's important to know what your boundaries are and to then maintain them. It's part of being an adult, actually.
Are we good at setting these boundaries ourselves, or are some of them kind of just natural boundaries?
Look, I think a lot of the time we're not good at setting them, and a lot of the time we interpret our response to someone violating one of our boundaries in a really poor way. So Brené Brown, who you know I love, has found through her research that the most compassionate people actually have the most well-defined and the most well-respected boundaries, and that means assuming that everyone's doing their best, asking for what you need and not putting up with crap. But if you don't know what your boundaries are, then often you have these sort of negative emotional experiences. So some of the clues that you have boundaries that you're not aware of might be that you're feeling like indignant or sort of self-righteous, like, you know, I can't believe that someone did that, or who even does that, you know, or they should know better. That's often a clue that someone else's behavior is crossing a boundary that you have that you might not understand.
Yeah, for the last couple of months, boundaries have been set for us by the federal government, by health officials, by the state government. Has that made it easier for us to maintain some of the boundaries in our life at the moment when it comes to COVID-19? When it's someone else saying, this is your boundary, does that make it easier for us sometimes?
I think for particular people, it makes it easier, but there's also been a lot of people who I've noticed are not really taking those boundaries on, regardless of whether they're legislative or not. So
that for them, they're not boundaries. Yeah,
that's right. It's for them, they're guidelines or suggestions. So I think that is probably typical of the way that different people react to different boundaries. For one person, it's a hard, fast rule, and for another person, they're like, oh yeah, if I can see the sense in that, then I'll follow that rule or that boundary. So it really brings, I think it really brings, again, contrast to how people approach boundaries when we're in an environment like this.
I have noticed the last couple of weeks being out and about and talking to people who work in busier areas as restrictions ease, that it's very clear that people's boundaries are very, very different right now. What is that meaning in our society, even just away from our very close relationships? What does it mean even when we go, say, grocery shopping?
To have these shifting
boundaries. Everyone have different ideas, yeah.
Yeah, look, it means that until people, I think, take responsibility for maintaining their own boundaries, then there's going to be a lot of frustration, there's going to be a lot of social friction. And I also, having said that, you know, I appreciate that it's one thing to be someone going to the grocery store buying milk and maintaining my own boundaries. It's another thing to be working in that store and having to navigate other people's porous or absent boundaries. So it's a really tricky environment because these aren't just boundaries around like emotional comfort or, you know, navigating a relationship. These are boundaries around physical health and wellness. And there's a lot of fear, I think, underlying that as well.
We can only really control things that we do. So what happens when we are in a situation, say out in public, where you can't control people's ideas of your boundaries, where they are different? What's the best way for us to approach that, Tara?
So firstly, you want to be clear on what your own boundaries are, and whether that, you know, there might be a few areas you'd look at. You might have physical boundaries, which will be the distance you are from people, whether or not you're touching people. So that might be, you know, people who are your immediate friends and family who it's fine to see now, but are you comfortable with hugging yet? You know, so that will be something you need to think about. And also in your environment, like what kind of environments are you comfortable being in? So if you think that going to a cafe now, or even the supermarket is still not going to be a place where your boundaries are being respected, then you might want to limit your exposure to those environments. Mm. You also want to think about, mentally and emotionally, like what information are you comfortable with from other people and what sort of expressions are you comfortable with from other people? So before you go anywhere, you want to know what your own rules are.
Mm. How do we communicate that with people in our lives, with our family and friends who, you know, might be ready to start seeing each other, to being around more people? What's the best way to address the different boundaries within our close circle of people that we do like and trust?
Yeah, be clear. You know, being vague or being uncomfortable about expressing them only kind of creates the ambiguity that will probably lead to your boundary being violated. So the research shows that when it comes to setting boundaries, the primary reasons that people don't set them is firstly that they don't want to make people mad or disappoint them or maybe make them stop liking you. Mm. And the second reason is they don't know how to set them without sounding mean or selfish or, you know, unlikable. So the key is just to be really kind and clear and say, hey, you know, we're going to catch up next week. I haven't seen you for a while. I'm still not comfortable with touching, and I'd like to be in this kind of environment. So it's sort of once you lay out your expectations, it's really easy for the other person to decide whether or not that's something that they want to participate in. And everyone gets to choose now.
8 minutes away from 10 o'clock, you're with Kaya Hanley on ABC Newcastle Mornings. You're also hearing from your regular guest, Tara Whitewood, relationship coach with the Sugar Doctor. And we're talking boundaries this morning because boundaries have been shifting and changing. We're going to see another big change on the 1st of June. We'll then go into a long weekend as well. So your communities might start looking a little bit different, might have more people arriving. Tara, do you think that now more than ever we are thinking about our own personal boundaries and what we're comfortable with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's been a real requirement for everyone to get a lot clearer, particularly on their sort of physical interactions, because there have been such high levels of risk associated with physical interaction. So it's really kind of made everyone sit back and think, oh, wait, you know, these things that maybe before I did unconsciously without really, you know, realizing whether it was hugging or shaking hands or just being in someone's personal space, we have a much heightened level of awareness around that now. So people have had to think about that kind of interaction, and I hope that we sort of carry some of the things that we've learned as a result of that through now as we begin to see each other a little more.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, if this then changes boundaries for a long time, maybe even for the rest of our life, we change what we're comfortable with.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, particularly people who have a bit more fear, might completely limit their, you know, at the extreme, they might completely limit their interactions for a long time. But it's also given people an opportunity to kind of take a step back. And now as they're beginning to connect with people again, to maintain the boundaries they've already created. So they maybe didn't have to have as difficult a conversation as they might have. You know, they didn't have to say, I don't want to touch anymore. That decision was made for them. And now they might like to maintain that. So there's going to be a lot of people, I think, who are interacting differently forever, if not all of us.
It's about, as you said, being clear on those boundaries. What's the best way to really assess what your boundaries are and have that clarity?
Yeah, so think about in advance what kind of things might happen, and then also notice when you're out and about and with other people whether your buttons are being pushed. You know, if you are feeling annoyed or angry or irritated or self-righteous, all of those things, then ask yourself, what specifically is it that happened that was crossing a boundary of mine, and then how am I going to articulate that to someone else so that it doesn't happen again?
Yeah. Really great to have this conversation with you. Thank you. We'll catch up again next week.
My pleasure. See you, Kaya.
Relationship coach with the Sugar Doctor, Tara Whitewood, there taking you through what you might be feeling when it comes to the big B word, the big boundary word that we've had a lot of boundaries set for us, especially in community at the moment, but that's all starting to change.